Dear Lord God, we pray that as we come to look at your word and continue our study in the Lord's Prayer, Lord, that you would open our eyes and our minds so that we would know how to pray better too. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're visiting or if you've not been here for a couple of weeks, you will have missed that we're working our way through the Lord's Prayer pretty much line by line. So today, we're looking at Give Us Today Our Daily Bread. So it's quite a short sermon, but as the kids have gone out and we want to make sure that they're going to have lots of time in their groups, a short passage, I thought I'd preach for about 50 minutes. Is that all right? So you're all laughing. You think I'm joking. I am. Jesus, of course, has already taught his disciples to begin this prayer, Our Father. So to begin by acknowledging that God is an intimate God who we can have a relationship with. But he's also in heaven, so he's the sovereign king of all. We're focused on his name and his character and on how he's worthy to be praised. We've expressed last week our desire that God's kingdom be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's kingdom and his will, that God's values, God's priorities, God's ways would be seen on earth. And so today we move through the prayer as we pray, give us today our daily bread. We come specifically asking God for provisions, for things, for stuff, you might say. But we're praying, give us our. It's in the plural. So what does Jesus mean when he says to the disciples to pray us? Well, firstly, he's teaching this to the disciples as a group. They've come to Jesus at the beginning of the chapter and said, Lord, teach us how to pray. So Jesus is teaching them how to pray as a group. So the disciples today would be the church. But as we pray, give us our daily bread, we remember that yes, we are God's church, but we are also joined to God's people all across this world. And we pray for them too. Give us today our daily bread. We're praying for God to come and to do his stuff in those kingdoms. But secondly, we're praying for ourselves as individuals and as families. It's something which quite a lot of people in our society struggle with. You're asking God to do something for me or for my family, for us. You get kind of two extremes, don't you? You often get people who just feel that it's totally wrong to ask God for anything to do with us. And so they're very good at praying for other people, but not praying for their own needs. Then, of course, you get the other extreme. Usually people who don't have much faith are always praying for their own things because they just need God to help them in this instance as a last resort, but rarely pray for others. We've got these two extremes. Give us today our daily bread. We're praying to God, our Father. We're acknowledging his greatness and worshiping him. And a part of our worship is to say, we need you. And we need all that you have to offer us. To say to God, please help me, is to say to God, you can help me. And I want you to help me. Second word we're going to look at is daily. It says, give us today our daily. Again, it's repeated, isn't it? It's about today, the here and the now. And this has led many Christians across the world throughout the ages to pray this prayer every day, to pray it daily. We come back every day to the Lord, not presuming that today is going to be fine because yesterday was, but looking to him again for his goodness and his grace today. We come acknowledging that God provides daily for us. Now, in one sense, that seems slightly strange now in modern-day Britain. Most of us get paid monthly. If you go through our cupboards and our fridges, a lot of the food won't go off by tomorrow. In fact, some of it will last for months and months and months. So when we're praying, give us today our daily bread, there somehow isn't quite the same urgency about that. It maybe even feels a little antiquated. But as we've seen over recent years, monthly paychecks and all those kind of things we rely on can quite easily come crashing down in the time of a recession. It's good to stop and to pray daily. Lord, please meet my needs. Please meet our needs. Please meet the needs of your church, both here and around the world. Secondly, doing that, it also stops us becoming reliant on ourselves. You know, we like to be, particularly in Britain, we're British, so we like to think we can sort out all the problems, don't we? If anything's coming our way, we can work this one out because we're okay. We can do it. And we don't want to accept other people's help because we're fine on our own, thank you very much. Deuteronomy says this: do not say to yourself, my power and my own hands have gotten me wealth. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth. It's good to remember daily that God provides for us, and even though we may feel that we provide for ourselves, God has enabled us to do that as well. So actually all that we have is a gift from God. Another side of this prayer prevents us from getting greedy. We're praying daily for what we need today. There's a part of the church who has a distorted view on these things. It's called the prosperity gospel. Come to Jesus and you can get rich. That's not what we see in the Lord's Prayer. We're seeking God for today, not for an increase in riches on into the future. So give us today our daily bread. And bread throughout the Bible is such an important illustration. We've had two great readings this morning. Manna. Manna literally meaning, what is it? Is what the people said. And it's this bread on the floor, but it only lasted for a day. Give us today our daily bread. It was very real for the Israelites in the desert. As they escaped Egypt, of course, they remember with the Feast of Unleavened Bread. They made bread, but didn't have time to put yeast in and to make it rise, so it was flat bread. Jesus feeding the crowds with a few fish and a bit of bread. A miracle of Jesus. The Last Supper, we're going to remember communion. We're going to have communion, remember the Last Supper shortly. Again, bread is so important as we remember the body of Christ. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, give us today our daily bread, it's good to have all these pictures in our minds to remember what bread means in the scriptures. It's one of the very basics of life. Jesus teaches us to pray to God for the things that we need in life. Not vast amounts more, but to pray for what we need. He's not saying that wealth's wrong, but we should be praying for what we and others need. But our prayer to God for others as well may also come to a point that we realize that we are the answer to that prayer. We pray, give us today our daily bread, conscious of people across this world who are desperate for bread this day, and actually we may be the answer to that prayer. Maybe that's a call for us to give or to do whatever we can for such people in such need. Now in our society, that's going to be quite mixed. There will be people, I'm sure even in Poynton, who are thinking, where does the next meal come from? The rise in food banks over recent years is evidence of that. But in our society, praying for God's basics, what we need, can actually come in slightly strange ways. I'm actually going to tell you a story of when we once prayed for a car. That's very different to praying for bread. We were living in East Birmingham. Rosemary and I were only recently married. And we'd started doing a Bible study group on East Birmingham for a bunch of lads who were, a few of them were not only just very young Christians, a few of them were their friends who'd started to come along. Problem is, we lived 2 or 3 miles away from them. And it was getting quite tricky. Then another lad who was on social services, we randomly ended up getting in touch with him, who also wanted to come along to our Bible study. And he lived in another estate on East Birmingham. So suddenly this trip was becoming about a 7 or 8 mile trip to pick up and then to drop off again at the end of the day. And we'd been sorting out lifts, but it was just an absolute logistical nightmare. So we prayed with this group. We said, look, we need a car for this group. And so we prayed that God would provide us with a car. That was on the Tuesday evening when we met. I arrived in work Wednesday morning and there was a message Would you like a car? Quite extraordinary. I've never actually ever been asked that by anybody else ever again. And we've got a nice car. For anyone who's kind of wondering what the car is, it was an old Renault 5. It was slightly beat up, but it was a good car. It did the job. It was our daily bread for that group. And they flourished. The lad who was on his own with social services, the only night of the week that he was not a problem was a Tuesday night when he came to our group. And God was good. God provided what he needed to provide. For that group of lads, that was us praying, give us today our daily bread. Now that is different, very different to people in other parts of the world. I'm not for one moment going to suggest that's the same as those who are starving. But God provides. He meets our need when we come to him daily, seeking not over and above what we need, but praying for daily bread. I wonder, as we finish kind of this little sermon, this part of the scriptures, I wonder what's struck you. Maybe it's the fact that actually in our society, daily bread can mean other things. Maybe it's the fact that actually you can be an answer to the very prayer that you're praying every day when you pray, give us today our daily bread. Maybe it's a call to pray for Christians and others across the world who don't have what they need. Maybe the Lord is challenging us, even with the words of the prayer that he gave us to preach. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Amen.